The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Quarter after seven, Mr. Outdoor standing by. He's freshening up his coffee. We'll get him on here in a minute or two. Wanted to get an email of the day or two. And that is sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. While you wait, crowns. In fact, I'm getting one of those put in. Actually, I'm getting an implant put in on Monday. You may not have noticed it, but I've had a hole in my jaw on the side for several months waiting for it all to go. Remember when I cracked that tooth? And he took care of that aspect of it. Now we're going to finally get it all buttoned up. I'm looking forward to it. But I think you'll enjoy the experience with Dr. Steve, all right? CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com, all right? Hey, let's see. What are the daily outrages coming in? Gosh, there's so many. Where do we go? Hey, Mike and Becky writing me yesterday, and this had to do with the lineman, the 43-year experienced lineman who left Pacific Power, retired from Pacific Power, and it was talking about what a excrement show the Northwest Grid is, the age of the equipment, and also the lack of people to fix it right now. And Mike and Becky saying, Bill, your guest was spot on concerning the electrical industry. He missed a few items, though, where it came to being a lineman shortage. Linemen and support employees are required to hold and maintain a commercial driver's license, which does require random drug testing. Not too appealing a job requirement for many these days. It's a damn shame, too, because I've never seen more job opportunities for entering the business as of right now. Easy six-figure income with benefits and a truly rewarding career. Our best to you and Linda. Mike and Becky, thank you so much for writing, emailing Bill at BillMyersShow.com. It's a hell of a note, though, that there's such a large percentage of Oregon's working class, I guess if you want to put it that way, Mike and Becky, that, man, I got to tell you, staying off the pot's just too big of a deal. You know, that's I love my pot more than I love everything else, okay? Interesting, all right? Interesting on that. Let me see, who else we wanted to jump in here? Let's see, Scott writes from Jacksonville. Bill, the only logical reason that candidate Christine Goodwin is obscuring her residence is because her residence is not in the district that she is running in. Dr. Noah Robinson is the honest and obvious choice for the Oregon Senate anyway. Well, we don't know, Scott. That's just it. And I'm just hoping that that candidate Goodwin would just say, listen, the Daily Courier wanted to see the place. She didn't want to let them see the place. See the place. It's okay. You can cover it up. Just say, do you live here or not? Are you in the district or not? Set it aside. Don't make this have to go to court or anything. It's kind of stupid. It could be going away right away. And then she wins in the court of opinion, of public opinion. If everything's legit, cool. And then we move on. And then we talk about the issues for the next 2-3 weeks rather than, you know, this canker sore on the Senate district campaign. Okay? All right. And finally, before we get to Mr. Outdoors here, oh, Jim Bob writing, good morning, Your Majesty. Comrade Bill, Cliff Bent screwed us again. Cliff voted for the anti-Semitic bill. The anti-Semitic awareness bill, by the way, is what that's technically called, Jim Bob. Throwing our freedom of speech out the window and outlawing parts of the New Testament as in the Bible. I am not kidding. He actually did that. Cliff Bent is the disappointment that never fails to disappoint. I am so done. All right. Yep. I understand your concern about that. That bill got brought forth. I don't think anybody read it. And, of course, it sounds good, right? And so I have a feeling that there are a lot of Congress critters that I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, Jim Bob, so that's the good thing. But, yeah, that was not one of the better congressional moments in which, well, you're right. Essentially, it is it's like putting speech codes in the United States. In the United States government, and that is totally un-American. All right, all right. Let me go to Mr. Outdoors. Hello, Mr. Outdoors. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. And two thoughts on what you just were talking about. Living in the district, Really? In Oregon? Does that matter after Ron Wyden has been living in New York for 16 years?
Well, I know I was half talking about that last hour. Are we going to get to the point where, hey, maybe you should run for Portland commissioner because it doesn't matter. You could have a little studio apartment up there. Okay? It'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's so farcical. It isn't even funny.
Now, to be fair, though, there is a separate rule, though, for sitting congressmen and reps because it had to do with back in the days when it took forever to travel from point A to point B. All right. So they did that. But, you know, everybody knows Ron Wyden doesn't live here. Everybody knows it. No, he shows up quite frequently, though, to adoring crowds. You know, what can I say?
Oh, yeah. He comes to be a glorified tourist is what it is. The second thing about the bills.
Yeah.
They quit reading bills probably 30 years ago. I don't think anybody in D.C., or for that matter in Salem, is thoroughly reading through a bill because it would be impossible from when they're introduced to when they're voted on, considering the size of them, how many pages there are. There's no possible way they're reading through these.
The thing is, Cliff was telling me about how a whip would show up at his door yesterday. He talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's an attorney. So I think he actually does read the bills more often than not. And I would figure there are many who do not. And he actually does read them, but the whip will show up. How are you going to vote on this? I don't know. Go away. I'm reading the bill. You know, that kind of thing.
That's the way the Republicans do it. That is not the way the Democrats do it. The Democrats are basically told, okay, here's this bill. Here's our position on it. You're voting yes or you're voting no. And if you say you're not going to vote in line with the party, there will be serious consequences to pay for that. Republicans don't do it that way.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll set that aside at the moment because I don't think we're going to fix that anytime soon. Do you?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's talk about the Outdoor Report with Greg Roberts from RogueWeather.com. Mr. Outdoors, sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. So we're back to a rainy kind of late winter, early spring, aren't we?
Not just late winter, full dead-on winter.
Oh, really?
The storm that's coming in is, everything about it is classic hallmark winter storm. In fact, now looking at the latest data coming out, snow levels as low as 2,000 feet tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's actually not going to be a morning thing. They're going to continue to drop during the day. If people heard the forecast a little bit earlier, there was some mention about possibility of storms. Yeah, we could see some thunderstorms popping off because at this time of the year, with that amount of cold air in the upper atmosphere, with the sun hitting it, and all the terrain lift that we have here, it does not take a whole lot with this type of a storm with as much upper level energy and dynamic as it has to get storms firing off. But
Now, to be fair, though, we're not talking about anything sticking, right? Nothing's going to be sticking.
No,
really?
Well, yes, we are actually talking about things sticking. There is a winter weather advisory that covers the Cascades, the Siskiyous, and I forgot to look, but I believe last night when I was looking at the information, it pretty much significant accumulating snow above 3,000 feet.
Okay.
Will it be a travel issue? No, because now we're into the time of the year with the higher sun angles. The road surface temps have warmed to the point that, you know, major travel issues just are probably not going to be a situation people have to deal with. But especially the Cascades, up around Crater Lake, Diamond Lake, the snowfall rate could be so intense that we may be looking at reduced visibility. Put it this way, if this storm was arriving November, December, January, we would for sure be talking about accumulations on the valley floors without any question. Because if you're getting a snow level of 2,000 feet at this time of the year, that is really cold. I mean, pretty typically a quote-unquote cold May storm is probably going to put snow down to around 5,000 feet. So this thing putting snow down to 2,000 feet in terms of it falling out of the sky, that's a real significant indicator of just, you know, how cold this storm is going to be. And then the rain coming along with this, you know, Medford National Weather Service projecting over 3/4 of an inch of rain for Medford from Saturday into Sunday.
Wow, that we're just going to get soaked then. This is
in November, December, and January.
Yeah, this is a soaking storm then, isn't it? Really?
Yep.
We're looking at
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and so people with any kind of outdoor plans, I have been saying this on RogueWeather.com for the last 3 days. If you have any kind of outdoor plans, you better have a good plan B, or you certainly better be prepared for winter conditions, because that's what we're going to be seeing this weekend. We're going to see winter conditions. Forget spring. Full on, more like what we would see December, January. It is going to be that kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, I ended up working pretty hard and got my my mowing in and did all that stuff because I figured it was going to be so wet this weekend that I wasn't going to be able to get that happening.
Right.
So,
that cold, wet weather is going to persist into the first part of next week. But, you know, one thing I definitely took a look at, ironically, because I was watching what's going to happen with the severe weather threat out in the plains and the Mississippi and Ohio valleys as we get into next week as this storm goes east, notice that we are going to see a ridge build up and we are going to see much better, warmer conditions for next weekend. But between here and there, we got a whole lot of winter to get through.
But Mother's Day weekend will be looking pretty good from the sounds of it.
Yeah, actually, all right. And that's, you know, the really good news is Mother's Day weekend does look really good. Right now we're projecting, you know, sunny, warm temps in the 70s through the whole Mother's Day weekend. So, you know, getting out and doing fun things with mom is definitely
good.
You know, something that looks like everybody can do from, you know, Mother's Day weekend next week. But this weekend, find your favorite outdoor activity. And, of course, there's a lot going on at the Expo this weekend with the show happening there. So, yeah, this is a great weekend for doing the indoor stuff.
All right. Yeah, home show looks like a great alternative this weekend. Hey, Mr. Outdoors, let me before we take off there, and I appreciate the, you know, knowing where it's going for the next few days. I was talking with Cliff Bentz yesterday, Congressman Bentz, about something that he's been really working hard on, and that is the delisting of the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act, from the ESA. And he was talking about the differences, some of the carnage that's happening in eastern Oregon, because if you're on the eastern side of 395, as he put it, there's one set of rules, and then there's a completely different set of rules in which you can't do much on the west side of 395, kind of bisecting the deal. Do you think this is a good policy? What is your opinion overall of that push that he's working on?
The goals of reintroduction were met over a decade ago. Delisting should have happened at least 10 years ago. So, I fully support what he's doing there. There is good, valid science to back that up.
Okay.
Animal rights people, especially the wolf lovers that see them as nothing but benevolent creatures of light and spiritual healing, won't like that, but facts are facts. And, you know, by any standard, all the goals of reintroduction have been met and met and then met some more. And, delisting, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been pushing for it since 2012 that I am aware of. It's long overdue. Rational, science-driven people would absolutely agree that we should move into delisting and then let the states manage how they want to manage, which is what they do with every other form of animal life on the planet except this one.
Okay. Well, I appreciate knowing this because you know how much I really know and understand about wolves for the most part. I'm holding my fingers apart by about 1/4 of an inch. Okay.
This is I understand. And, you know, that's part of why you have me for the show. It's pretty sad that we are not letting science dictate policy and management of wolves. It's all happening. It's still all happening through the court system.
With science as long as it's actual science rather than political science, which seems to control so much of the narrative these days. All right. We'll take that to the bank then. Thank you very much for the commentary, and we'll enjoy the rain and hopefully camp out inside. Okay. And we'll catch you next Friday. All right.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, have no fear, because next weekend, Mother's Day weekend, is going to be like basically 180 degrees the opposite way from what this weekend will be.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks, Greg. We appreciate that. Mr. Outdoors at RogueWeather.com. Greg Roberts. It is 7:30 on KMED and KCMD. Outdoor Report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford.
Pancakes certified by a committee of grandmas. Try a stack at Diner 62.
Does your property have adequate, defensible space for fire season? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. Fire officials are again urging property owners to maintain a buffer clear of brush, low-hanging branches, and other flammable material. At Quality Tree Service, we can visit your property and recommend trimming, brush clearing, and tree removal if necessary to help provide fire protection for your home and outbuildings. Call me today for a thorough inspection and no-obligation quote. Visit QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Ryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
Josephine County Republican Party is proud to endorse Dr. Noah Robinson for the Oregon Senate. A principled man, Robinson is chosen and supported by citizens rather than lobbyists. Dr. Noah Robinson is also endorsed by Oregon Firearm Federation, Oregon Right to Life, and many honorable senators, including Dennis Linthicum, Art Robinson, and Brian Boquist. Republicans win when they don't compromise their principles. In this critical time in Oregon history, vote for the candidate who will make a firm stand for our conservative Oregon values. Vote Dr. Noah Robinson, the citizen's choice for honest leadership, who puts truth before personal gain. Unlike his opponent, who has taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from big pharma and lobbyists, Noah's campaign is funded by the people. Josephine County Republican Party reminds you to vote Dr. Noah Robinson for Senate, a leader to reform Oregon. Paid for by the Josephine County Republican Central Committee, ID 319.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. Provided by Dish.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
7:34. Oh, the market, the stock market is happy, happy, happy because the economic news is looking just a little bit off today, which means they're figuring that there's going to be an interest rate cut sooner rather than later. I haven't checked the price of gold or silver or precious metals. But the one thing I can sure tell you, though, is Jay Austin is the they're the people you want to talk to. One of my oldest long-term sponsors have been supporting talk radio, never bent the knee for the narrative. And they talk about real science over Jay Austin rather than political science, you know, those kind of things. But great people to know. And if you're looking to continue to collect and maybe add to your collection of gold or physical silver, not a bad time to do it. Central banks are buying gold hand over fist. They're seeing something that maybe other people are not wanting to look at. They want you to have it outside of an IRA, though. Nothing wrong with having it in an IRA. But if you're looking to actually protect something, do something that you control. Talk to Jay Austin. Call them at 482-3715, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, by appointment, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Just drop by the store. Drop by the store if you want to sell. You want to say, hey, cash out. I'm going to take a profit and maybe fix the house or do something else. Do that too. Gold, silver, diamonds, platinum, collectible banknotes, and many other items of precious steel. Talk to Jay Austin in Ashland and Grants Pass. Wild Salmon Steve is here. Hello, Steve. You wanted to weigh in on the Wolf delisting, which Mr. Outdoors was talking about, and also Cliff Bence is making this a big portion. He wants to get that delisted from the ESA. What was your take on that?
Well, it's just the bureaucracy. How many people are working on monitoring and tracking and doing all that stuff with the wolves? I don't know if it's the Department of Interior, Agriculture, Fish and Wildlife, or whatever, but there's a bureaucracy involved, and that's the constituency. It's not about the wolves. It's about the jobs.
That's interesting. It kind of reminds me of how the Democrat Party had to do something about the push to repeal Measure 110, right? Because there's just such a huge industry now of the homelessness industrial complex, and they're friends of the Democratic Party. Yeah, pretty much same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for your take on that. It is 7:36. Ron Smith will join me here in a couple of minutes. He's a Josephine County candidate for County Commission, Position 3, and we'll kick it around with him for a few. Talk with him.